Roman Photon. Pamela, welcome back. I guess I don't hear Pamela, so I guess we don't have Pamela.
I'm sorry. This is Rhett, Dr. Deagle.
Ah, they brought in Rhett. Okay, cool. Maybe they've rearranged the schedule somehow. Okay, Rhett, it's wonderful to have you here for talking about MG-12.
Well, thank you.
So let's start from the top. I like to ask simple questions to try to see where people are coming from. And I've actually going to put together a series of what I call brain exercises. And one of the first exercises I teach is what's called visual, auditory, and concept parsing. Now, parsing is to break things up into sub-concepts. And when you ask people questions, what I do is I can teach some of these that I call brain exercise. And I ask them questions. You know, one of the most important things to raise a person's, quote, IQ or their ability to learn is to teach them how to parse things or break things down. What do they understand but what they think they understand? So the first thing I ask is, what is a mineral? What's your definition of what a mineral is?
My definition of what a mineral is?
Yes, what's a mineral?
Ooh, that's a good one. I have a little bit of a chemistry background. I was a pre-med student at one time.
Right.
I would say that it is located on the table of...
Elemental
table.
Yeah.
And that it is inert. And... Oh, help me, Dr. Deagle.
Okay, let me... I'm going to rebuild your concepts.
It's been a long time.
Okay, well, first off, the principle as taught in chemistry is only partially correct.
Okay.
What a mineral is a mineral can be a monatomic or diatomic. A lot of time, minerals are most stable when they're diatomic, when they're actually two minerals paired and sharing electrons.
Right.
So when you get, for example, iodine, its natural state is I2. It's two iodine atoms sharing electrons in their electron cloud.
Right.
When a mineral works in a living system, it has to always be monoatomic. And when it's monoatomic, it can either accept electrons or transfer electrons, and it's either make or break bonds as the active site in any enzyme. So when we talk about minerals in the biological system, a mineral is basically a atom with a specific atomic weight that has a certain, we call, electromagnetic and biophotonic resonance. So, for example, I have a paper here from Dr. Truat, who did research based on research with a scientist who worked with Linus Pauling and calculated out the molecular weight and the frequency of each atom of the minerals necessary for life. And there's about 24 minerals that are really important for life. Interesting, eh?
Yes, 24. It is.
Now, what happens is each mineral, for example, if you don't have manganese in the active site of certain enzymes, you can't make the pigment to color your hair dark. If you don't have magnesium, you can't counterpack calcium. Calcium activates a thing called the phosphodiesterase enzymes, A and Z and so on. So it causes contraction of muscles, contraction of the heart, an action potential in the brain. So calcium is what we call the activation mineral, and magnesium is its counter. It turns it off. Calcium is the on switch, magnesium is the off switch, and it works also with potassium, and you can't even maintain potassium unless your magnesium level is adequate. Now, people think, well, why is this important? They say, well, if you don't have adequate levels of certain minerals, then you don't even turn on the genes to make the proteins in your cells or the enzymes to actually regulate things. For example, a lot of people think that insulin is primarily to lower blood sugar, but it's not its primary action. Its primary action is a thing called sodium potassium ATPase. And every cell in your body, there's a charge on them, just like a battery in series, where your body, if you measure bioimpedance, you're actually measuring the charge on your cells, which is the ion concentration across the cell membrane, as if you're putting up millions of little batteries in series to see what the charge is on the body. Now, that's basically the difference of the ion concentration on either side of the membrane. Now, when you have minerals at the adequate concentration, you have the structural proteins and the enzymes to do all the biological things for life. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens is that your DNA and your little chromosomes, when they're in metaphase and they're all coiled up, the little telomeres in the end are actually sending out a frequency to tell the cell membranes to bring those minerals across the cell membrane, either by ion channels or active transport. The reason is, when they come across, The mineral then interacts with the DNA to turn on and off genes and actually creates structural proteins or enzymes. And then when it acts in the active site of the enzyme, it creates a chemical bond to either make a molecule or break a molecule or reform it. So that there's a kind of like a beautiful interaction between the biophotons coming out of the little antenna on the end of your chromosomes and the ion channels. But if the minerals aren't present, life isn't present. Now, there's a little simple test you can do if you go to a farmer's market. And I have a little portable polariscope because my father was a gemologist sitting here in my studio. Mm-hmm. And if I took a little mortar and pestle and ground it up and take my little polariscope, I can actually put a drop of that in a solution of distilled water and look at the polarization rotation of light. And the rotation of light is determined by the sugar content, which is determined by the mineral content, and the vitamin content is directly all correlated and parallel to the presence of minerals. So in other words, no minerals, no life. Now, if you were to say one thing that is apropos for every civilization on Earth has died from the soil up. Now, the reason why long-lived civilizations exist, like the Egyptian, is they used to have what's called the nilometer, which is basically a way of determining the amount of the minerals that come in from the desert, and then only become organically chelated in Ethiopia, and then the river flows upward toward the Nile Delta. Now, that means that there is mineral content in their food, so the civilization still exists, and people are healthy, and their animals are healthy, and people don't become mentally ill or die of serious illnesses and so on, or immune system failure and plagues. Mm-hmm. People don't realize how tied minerals are. Now, what we've done in America, we started farming practices several hundred years ago when we first came here. I checked with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and their research is pretty interesting. They have in storage wheat from 1947, and they compared it to 1993. And the mineral content of the wheat, primarily things like magnesium and chromium and so on, has dropped dramatically. The magnesium has, the actual protein content has also dropped as well. So what you're seeing is a drop in the food value of the food, so you're going to get decrease in the ability to regulate insulin release from the GLUT4 transporter. You're going to get decrease in the ability to stop heart failure. You're going to get hypertension. You've got a decrease in the ability to turn off inflammation in your brain, so you're going to get autism, if you especially get stack vaccines and GMO food that causes inflammation. And so a lot of the illnesses we have are directly due to the mineral content of our food and the increased stress in our environment. Because if you have an adequate mineral content, you can tolerate a lot more metabolic stress and electromagnetic stress, etc. In fact, we use one of our minerals that's called Brain Mag, is magnesium L-threonate, and the threonic acid actually pulls it across the blood-brain barrier. And the whole mineral content, which is why transdermal minerals like MG12 is so important. I get a bath every morning in my MG12 minerals, and I usually use the oils or the sport spray, and I put that in my bath water, and then I use the shampoo, etc. I mean, if you want to take care of your health, you want to use the MG12 shampoo. People say, why? Well, how? Let's put it this way. If you don't feed the cells of your body the minerals, you can't have life in those cells. In fact, and my lecture that I'm presenting this December is basically gene silencing, shutting off ion channels to allow minerals to go into cells to turn off genes. In other words, the last stanza of the music that we call the song of DNA is where your cells start to tell them, don't bring minerals in, it's time to die. Is that interesting or what?
Oh, that is truly, that is amazing. I've never heard that description
right.
Before.
Now, that's why when you hear so much emphasis on, after the first three commandments in the Ten Commandments,
right.
You know, the first commandment, put God first, no other gods before you, etc. And then you see the fourth commandment is the Sabbath rest. People don't understand how broad the Sabbath means. It's not just a day to honor God, but God is in a sense the minerals for our soul. How's that? And if we don't have the minerals for our soul, we can't stay on track, because the only source of good knowledge and wisdom is God. We cannot have a substitute where we think, well, we'll figure it out. In fact, I just got a conference that really asked me to come speak, David Farman, at a conference. I'm thinking, this is another attempt by man to try to talk a non-godly, man-based system to create a new paradigm shift by their intellect, which is never going to work, because the same way, if you can't put substitute minerals for the minerals you need for your cells. For example, there's 14 minerals. They're not even present in the current oceans. Therefore, even the oceans themselves can't support all the cellular activity of a healthy living organism in the sea or in the human body. Now, when people think back about the lifespan of humans, where we talked about Adam and Eve living, you know, almost 1,000 years, and they think, well, that was 1,000 months. It wasn't years, was it? No. It was years, actually. And Methuselah, which lived even longer than Adam. And we look at, it says in the Bible that in those days, the days at the end of, when God restores his rule on earth, after the arrival of the bride, which is us, because we are literally indwelt by the Spirit of God. And we also, as I tell people this, heaven starts today. You don't go to heaven. You have an eternal relationship with God now that empowers you to become a supernatural being today, which is why when I'm praying and providing this information to people, I'm saying when my theory is presented to these doctors and they can actually scientifically attack it, because I want it to be attacked, and validated, the human race is going to not just extend life so that you'll have really good plastic surgery and look great at 92, and you'll still die at 93, okay? But you look really good. You'll be looking really good, but rotting from the inside.
Exactly.
You're going to actually see 160-year-olds win races and 190-year-olds play chess with their great-great-great-great-grandchildren and beat them. You're going to see people with more complex neural networks in their brain and able to do remarkable things because they've acquired skill sets where their knowledge allows them and their ability to heal means they can play pro sports at 150 and still win. Now, people say that's not possible. I call it the vigorous and productive elderly. In other words, I want to increase lifespan, not death span. What we're doing with our modern medical system right now is to make sure you don't die today, but you die miserably a few days from now, and it's going to cost you a lot.
Yes.
And that includes craziness like insane vaccines, polypharmacy. Now, I'm a physician and a surgeon. There's appropriate places for surgery. But the problem is, you see, we don't use rationality and solutions for anything. For example, Obamacare, as we mentioned in the first hour, was never, ever about providing health care. Never. Original health care in the ancient Hebrew civilization was the tithe was never, ever for the church. So the church that tries to appropriate the tithe is an abomination. The tithe was supposed to be to keep the priesthood, which are the public health officers, the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, and Moses, to actually serve the people and never to charge a cent if they were sick or dying or to condemn a building and burn it to the ground because mold can only be destroyed at 2,000 degrees. And instead, we have a system that has Obamacare where basically it's postnatal abortion. Now, what I want to provide is the ability with technologies like metapathy and QRMA and functional medicine tests, which include conventional advanced imaging like MRI, CT scan, PET scans, SPECT blood flow scans, genetics, Prometheus, whatever, to restore it. But the very first of the seven steps to anti-aging, the very first, and I'm going to repeat this, is minerals. If you don't have the minerals in your cells and tissues, you are going nowhere. I mean nowhere. You cannot maintain normal, healthy cardiac function if your total body magnesium is low or the other trace elements to maintain and stop free radicals like selenium for your glutathione peroxidase activity. You cannot. I can't impress on people. I did the first research along with a few other doctors in the world that brought in magnesium to the ACLS protocol in 78 because I'm a scientist, I'm an observer, I'm a problem solver, and I solve lots of problems to my own chagrin when my medical profession tried to off me and do all kinds of attacks because Dr. Deagle is smarter than the average rock in the bucket. So when I did my research, I was a resident in University of Calgary, Alberta, at the Calgary General Hospital, and I was working. I said, I'm getting tired of resuscitating people and croaking on me. So I went up to the library, and I'm a bit, manic, to say the least. I'm reading at all hours of the night. Texas A&M are doing ligation studies where they ligate the vessels of hearts, and then they look at the hearts and say, oh, my God, look at all this heart muscle that's demineralized from magnesium. I said, wow, maybe I can get some magnesium. So I called up the pharmacy director. I said, give me magnesium. We use it to stop, hypertension in women, which can be very deadly. I mean, if you get a hypertensive crisis in a woman and you've got to give them magnesium sulfate or they're going to croak on you, their blood pressure goes so high they'll start dissecting their arteries. They'll actually start splitting like a garden hose. So I start giving magnesium and I start getting people back from torsade de poing, hypothermic cardiac arrest, people who go into a course and then find VFib and they're not coming back. I mean, you can zap until they curl all the hairs in their chest and burn them with a second-degree burn with 400 joules many times. It's not going to do a damn thing. So being what we call Dr. Wild Bill, that's my name because I'm a real aggressive surgeon. I did 40 total hip presentations and surgeries by myself with the orthopedic surgeon whistling behind me before I even graduated medical school. So I'm a tough SOB. And I would actually do cut-downs, direct cardiac injections, and I was saving people. I said, how the hell are you saving these people, Deagle? I'm giving them magnesium. This is 77. Can you imagine that? 78, I mean, 78.
Far ahead of your time.
Way, way ahead. So I contacted Dr. Eisenberg at the University of Washington, Seattle, and they were looking at what they wanted to do with the American College of Surgeons to advance the cardiac protocols, coming together with the first time for ACLS, Advanced Cardiac Life Support. So I was involved with bringing magnesium to the ACLS. There were some other doctors looking at it, but I was one of the main clinical doctors out there. By the way, in my second year of a three-year residency. Now, I got to tell you, when I do a QRMA, quantitative resonant magnetic, looking at the biophotonic signature of minerals, or I do a PAC red cell test through Genova Labs, which is a federally certified lab, Genova, in Atlanta, I can tell you precisely what your mineral content is, or if I do a metapathia or bioplasm, biophoton scan with the Russian Academy of Sciences and the Russian Cosmonaut Program under Dr. Nesterov, I can tell you precisely what your body levels are. In fact, I came out 5 years ago because I have a background in quantum physics and many other areas in science. I told a radiologist in L.A. how I could make a field ion scanner that Linus Pauling theorized, which would be the scanner that you see in Star Trek in the 25th century. I know how to build it. Okay? I'm not kidding you or boasting. I'm telling you, I know how to build it. But I don't want to let my secrets out because a lot of my ideas have been stolen by drug companies and my colleagues, or I've been attacked because they don't want radical ideas that could change, quote, the business of medicine. Now, I have to tell you people out there, if you don't have optimal minerals, and even if you do, and you have abnormal circuits, which is why we do metapathia treatment and homeopathics and other things to change your circuits, like pulse energy therapy, like lumen photon and so on, you have these biocircuits in your body that are frequency-dependent harmonic resonant circuits. Your body will literally block minerals that are even sitting outside the cell and outside the tissue in the blood circulation in the capillary bed. So you not just have to have the minerals, you have to have the energetic and autonomic balance to absorb those minerals so they actually get to the active site and turn on the genes and transcribe the proteins and the messenger RNA and the enzymes. But if you don't have the minerals, nothing is going to happen. Now, one of the best ways is not only to take it orally, we have Trax amino acid chelated oral minerals. I'm working on another technology, too, for single minerals, which is going to be very radical. It's based on research from Dr. Truot, but I've advanced his technology one more step beyond what he's done, which is to take minerals and expose them to hydrogen, so you hydrogenate minerals to change them to make them alkaline. Well, I'm adding another step to that that's going to make them super absorbed. Now, when you take transdermal minerals from the Dead Sea, you have 14 minerals that are not present at all in food or the oceans. These are life minerals. Literally, it's interesting that 95% of the active potash in the world that can grow food is in Israel. Of the whole world. At the southwest end of the Dead Sea. Right?
That's right.
If you actually look at the soil and the potash, you can go for many yards through the surface of the area where there's been very little water. And this whole state of Israel is like a garden that's waiting to be watered. It's unreal. And it has minerals that are there for all life forms to extend life for millennia. Now, the Dead Sea, because of these minerals, that's why people go to Ein Gedi and they get treatment there. Because if you go in there and you've got psoriasis or serious dermatitis or arthritis or a problem, and you sit down there, you can literally float and read a newspaper. You're remineralizing yourself through your skin. And even the tiny amount of minerals that are coming in are life-giving. That's why MG12 is so amazing. Go through our link, save, I think, was it 5% to purchase all of the products?
Yes, sir.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
And welcome back. And So, Rhett, when you hear this story and you know a little bit of my background, you realize I'm not an average doctor.
That's quite obvious.
It's very obvious. Now, people often still will say, you're just arrogant. No, God has made me super competent. I'm a direct bloodline descendant of Moses. Did you know that? My family took the name Naima, which is the Naomi tribe, from Isfahan, 2,800 years ago, when the Medo-Persians captured the Hebrews. And my ancestor was a direct blood descendant of Moses, married the daughter of the king of the Medes, and took on a tribal name, Naima. And that was passed right down through. In fact, my ancestor was on the Sanhedrin, who was one of the supporters with Joseph of Arimathea, supporting Yeshua. So they became Maronite Christians at the time of Jesus. So my family were Maronite Christians right from the time of Jesus in the Sanhedrin. So a lot of people don't realize what's going on. God is restoring, in this day and age, the years of mankind that have been taken away with the fall of Adam and Eve and the falls that have come down to cut man's life short. Even Moses, remember, his life was considerably longer. He didn't even start his ministry until his 80s. Did you know that?
Yes. I did know that.
He did not start walking in the desert until his 80s.
Yes.
People say, you got to be kidding. We got a guy, a geriatric guy in his early 80s, walking into the desert with 3.5 million, it's estimated, Hebrews of 12 different tribes. Really? People don't know that.
It's because Charlton Heston looks so much younger.
Yeah, well,
in the movie. That's what people react to, I think.
Well, first off, we don't know how young you're going to look. Like, for example, many of the patriarchs lived 300, 500 years. They don't necessarily look old. Old basically means you're demineralizing and your tissues are falling apart. One of the anomalies we think is we think that aging is unidirectional, it's bidirectional. So when I give, for example, my therapies, I have one gentleman, for example, who was dying of terminal cardiac failure. He had actually an instilled pump to keep his heart going. And within days after I put him on my nutraceuticals and he went to the a special Living Longer spa where they did not only my nutraceuticals, but he went on extracorporeal counterpulsation, pulse magnetic field, and hyperbaric oxygen. The man is acting like he's just doing his job 40 to 50 hours a week and he doesn't have any pumps or anything. He's not running around. People say, that's not possible. I do not possible things every day. I get people to recover from cancer, autoimmune disease, turn off their MS attacks that are progressing rapidly. I do it in every country on Earth, except maybe I haven't had any recent ones in Antarctica, although I did take care of the team there back in the 90s in McMurdo Bay. I was their doctor for the McMurdo Bay, the South Pole Telescope team.
What people need
to understand, I'm trying to teach this to other doctors. So I will mentor doctors anywhere in the world. I have teams in South America and in Santiago, Chile, Johannesburg, Malaysia, elsewhere, that I mentor case by case because I tell them the best way is like a good apprenticeship. Just bring me the case of a tough case you can't solve. And I'm going to say this now. There is not a problem in any sphere on this planet, in any sphere of any influence, whether it's geopolitical, military, financial, or otherwise, science, that I cannot either solve or provide you a framework for a solution instantly on air. There is not one. Now, the reason why that's this case is we're so close to the time of judgment on America and on the world, we need to have leaders that are empowered by the Spirit of the Most High God to bring solutions and to bring comfort and to bring optimism back to a world that's dying. I mean, just look at the average person in America. They work their tail off. They start getting sick at 30 or 40. By the time they're 55, they're on 3 or 4 drugs. By the time they're mid-60s, they're on 9 to 12 drugs. They have multiple health problems. They've got peripheral neuropathy. They're probably diabetic, hypothyroid, losing their vision. They die really quickly, or if they get Obamacare, they say, well, 86% of Americans can't even afford the copays, and if you have to have a certain age, you don't qualify for surgery like a clipped aneurysm in your head or even chemotherapy, even toxic paint-by-numbers chemo, because Obamacare wants to kill you. It's called postnatal abortion. And what I want to provide is an alternative that's a fraction of the cost, empowers you, allows you to restore your life years, not your death years, to your life. And you can honor God and say, you know what? This man brought it as a signed gift to say, if we repent of supporting politicians like Obama, repent of supporting a medical system that's evil, we can be healed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Pamela back from Lumen Photon.
Well,
and,
thank you.
And of course, I hope you had a good Labor Day. I'm sure you don't have a response back from your technical people yet, because they just got back.
Yes, and the only thing I know at this point is that it looks like we're going to have to go for a 510K, or there's not a predicate device. So that's...
You say there was not a predicate device, a device that had the frequency things before?
Well, not that falls under the classification that we have, I guess.
I found out that there was a device. That company, because it was the person that developed it, died, and the new manager caused the company to go bankrupt. But in fact, the frequency-dependent device with light pads has mm-hmm. been developed and has been around for some years. The problem is that they mismanaged it, they overpriced it, and they didn't... have the technology to actually what we call play specific frequencies. You could instill them through a computer and put those frequencies and type them in, like the Rife frequencies, for example. But that's been around. So if you want me to share that information with you, I can. It might help. I can give you the contact person, because the devices were manufactured, the pads were manufactured in China, the electronic circuits were here in America, and the company president unfortunately died about 3 years ago, and the new president was an economic disaster to the company. When I talked to Dr. Truot, he knew his friend up in Idaho actually was the collaborator in developing the device for this other company, and is now going to manufacture another version of it with the frequencies, so he may have the 10K and the other things. So it may save you a lot of grief, I guess. If it's already a predicate device, it's already something that's out there, and it may not require extra certification. Remember, don't underestimate the incompetence of the fatal drugs allowed people. Or their level of ignorance. If it's already out there and it's something that's already approved, it might not be a jump, and it may not require any fee filing or anything like that.
Oh, right. Great. That would be awesome.
I can get you the contacts for that. Now, I want to review what you do. I love my Lumen Photon. I mean, this machine, to me, I call it my genetic and cellular electronic bandage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you what I use during the day, okay? Mm-hmm. I use it for my eyes and for my brain, and I put it on my eyes on sitting number 3, at least a half hour a day. If I wake up at night and it's hard to go back to sleep, I slap it on over my eyes, turn it on, and bam, I'm going to sleep, man. It's going to run 30 minutes, and I'm going to sleep within 3 to 5. And if I've taken my melatonin TR, it's going to work a lot better, my melatonin time release or my brain mag.
When you're using it for sleep, Dr. Deagle, are you using setting 3 or using 7?
You use 3, and I'll tell you why you use 3. Now, this ties in with what's called this is all my neurophysiology knowledge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have 3 groups of cells in what's called nucleus gigantocellularis. Now, around all the nuclei in your spinal cord and your brain, there's a whole bunch of other nerves that are actually kind of connected and we call a network or array. And they don't look like they're connected like to axons to go to different parts of the cortex. They're connected to each other. And there's 3 groups of cells. And it turns out that when you can't sleep, it's a group of cells that are basically inactive that actually silence or turn off the on switch. In other words, there's an on switch that's always on, but there's an off switch that has to be amplified to turn off so that you actually release melatonin and you go to sleep. So when you use, it's the opposite of what you'd think. For example, a lot of people will notice that they have to drink a cup of tea, not coffee, because coffee is too strong, before they go to bed. You see, oh, well, that doesn't make sense. It's got a little caffeine in it, and it's got other things like xanthine and, you know, chamomile tea and so on. And these are mild stimulants. They stimulate the group 2 cells of the nucleus gigantocellularis, so they actually put you to sleep. So if you want to go to sleep, you don't put it on frequency 7, you put it on frequency 3. And it stimulates the cells that turn your brain off. Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting, and I'm glad I asked for your clarification on that.
Right. Now, what happens is, every tissue has a harmonic resonance, and I have a paper here for Dr. Truot, who did work with a physicist that was actually in San Diego, who worked with Linus Pauling. And Linus Pauling worked out the idea that every single mineral has a harmonic resonance. That harmonic resonance you can work from its molecular weight, atomic weight, and you can actually determine its frequency in light and sound, and electromagnetic frequency in terms of what's called its biophoton resonance. Now, every single tissue in the body is what's called a resonant circuit. There's a resonant circuit between the organelles inside a cell and the cell membrane and cells and organs. So every organ system has a resonant frequency. Dr. Nogier, who developed the resonant frequencies that you use for your Lumen, realized that each different organ tissue ontogeny, for example, ectoderm, which is skin and brain, which are similar, mesoderm, which is the internal organs, and endoderm, which are the endocrine organs, each have a primary resonant frequency. There's other frequencies within that, but it's like a television station. There's a primary FM frequency that the station is locked in on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And so when you get your old style frequency modulated radio, FM radio, or television station, which is again frequency modulated, it's transmitting either sound and pictures through frequency modulation. Now, people don't understand that there's actually nuclei in the base of your brain that are what's called FM generators, frequency modulated generators, that generate biophotons to tell your organs to still be organs, your liver and your kidney. So if you take someone's liver out, within a few days, even on a heart-lung bypass, it stops being a liver. People say, that's weird. Well, actually, it is and it isn't, because the biophotons coming down the collagen fibers, which are along the phenolic side groups and along the myelinated and non-myelinated fibers, and the fascia. Fascia is really important. Fascia is collagen, and it turns out the phenolic side groups of collagen transmit biophotons in a very, very high-resonance superconductor circuit. So the actual frequency, and if you go along someone's fascia, which, you know, acupuncture points and so on, you can actually go down and measure. You've heard of electroacupuncture, right?
Yes.
One of my friends, Miss Darren Starwin, I've had for about 20-some years, an Accutron microcurrent device. Well, uh-huh. I've been doing research for decades now on the bioresonant circuits of the body. And I actually, 20 years ago, got a machine called a Keith Lee Enterprises microcircuit analyzer, which is used for the microchip industry, which is classified. So I couldn't get it. And it's certainly not allowed, quote, for medical use, but I use it anyway. And I was able to actually measure resonant circuits in people's bodies in picovolts and microamps. And I could actually scan someone's body and tell you, if for example, if they had rheumatoid arthritis in their right knee, I could tell you which joints it was going to move to next by actually going over their body. Is that cool or what?
That is.
In other words, the autonomic nervous system and these resonant frequencies were never permissive for disease to exist. So if you didn't have the resonant frequency and there was none, say, in the left knee, but the right knee was affected, there were no rheumatoid nodules, there was no heat, there was no joint destruction, there was nothing. Is that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why does this apply to lumen? Because when you use a lumen machine, you're putting the resonant frequencies in there to heal it. For example, let's say your thyroid screwed up. You want to set the frequency number 5, which is the endoderm, endocrine organs, or over your kidneys for your adrenals, because your adrenal, your energy is shot. And you turn it on to frequency 5 and leave it on for a half hour twice a day, and your body starts to say, the minerals that I've taken to Dr. Deagle gave me mitothyroid, nutriodine, minerals plus, and selenium cruciferate, my thyroid's going to come back. And what the lumen does is it opens up the ion channels to say, bring those minerals in, turn on the messenger RNA, make the structural proteins and enzymes, and stimulate the stem cells when it gets off your microcirculation to turn into a healthier liver or healthier thyroid gland. What happens then is your thyroid gland, you go look at the test and say, oh my gosh, their core body temperature's rising, their reverse thyroid hormone level's dropping, their free T4 and free T3 are normalizing, and their TSH, high sensitivity TSH, is okay. My gosh, they're not hypothyroid anymore. And see, light therapy is permissive. In other words, if you don't have the circuits changed in the body can't even absorb the minerals or nutrients to actually regenerate the tissue.
Right, that's so important.
Now, so why is lumen photon so damned important? Well, I looked at all kinds of technology, and the two things that I like the best in terms of resonant frequency, and there's other ones like microcurrent, but then you got to go over the body with a little point finder and do specific things or a color laser, is something where you just turn it on and slap it on the body part. Now, if you have recorded frequency, which is what we're working on, I can give you a specific set of what we call a epigenetic prescription to open up the specific ion channels for specific minerals, nutrients, and organelles and tissues. So I can say, here's the frequencies for your thyroid. Here's the frequencies for the minerals that support your organ function so that your ion channels open up. Because remember, the crosstalk between the telomeres that send a little biophoton signature to your cell membrane tells the cell membrane to either actively transport minerals or bring it across the ion channels. Mm-hmm. And the minerals turn on and off the genes. So aging, basically, is 4 stages. The first stage is make a baby in a placenta. And stage 2 is make a baby grow up to become a reproducible human being and through puberty. Third stage is mature adult and have a family. Fourth stage is starts turning off ion channels and silencing the transport of minerals by literally jamming the biophoton signatures, by literally shutting down the telomere, sending out the frequency to the ion channels. And when we give you things like lumen photon, we go back from the fourth stage of your song of your DNA, which the fourth stage is called senescence and death, and moving it back to third stage, which is a mature adult that's healthy. So if you take an animal or a person and you open up their ion channels and let them absorb the minerals and nutrients, their body says, I can do this. I can regrow hair color. For example, when you put a lumen on someone's head, you're probably noticing if they take the right minerals, their hair color will start to come back.
Yep.
If you put it over to the thyroid and the right frequencies and you take the right nutrients, their thyroid starts to kick back in and say, how the heck did that happen? Well, it had abnormal circuits that were silencing the thyroid. It's like what we call electromagnetic scar. Think of it this way. The lumen photon is electromagnetic scar remover. Mm-hmm. It removes electronic scar, frequency-dependent scar on the tissue that maintains that tissue in a dysfunctional and a decreasing healthy state. And when you use a lumen, whether it's a hot joint, let's say you got a tenosynovitis, you got tendon sheath inflamed above and below the patellar ligaments in your knees. Your knees are all, oh my God, oh wow, it hurts. What you do, you can put pregnenolone cream on the area, and that's going to help. You take the internal minerals like Inflamex and Cell Defense Plus, and you take our minerals plus and other things to get the minerals from the inside so the body can turn off the inflammation, and then you slap on the lumen and you put it on the frequencies 6 and 7 to turn off inflammation and to stimulate the tissues to regenerate and heal, because there may be some degeneration, osteoarthritic degeneration. And guess what happens? It regenerates. For example, if somebody has osteoarthritis, if I drew off that tenosynovitis fluid, let's say they got a lump on their tendon sheath or their joint fluid, because I worked in synovial analysis lab 40 years ago when I was in medical school, you'll find nitric oxide radical in the joint. You'll find cytokines in the joint. You'll often find even trace elements of stealth pathogens like Mycoplasma hominis, which is a kind of a stealth organism, or even viruses. And you find it, and even if you have what I call the echo of these previous pathogens are present, you'll see these cytokines. And as soon as you start using lumen, the body clears the pathogens. It pumps the lymphatics to get the garbage out of the tissue. So it actually stimulates the energy for the blood vessels to improve microcirculation. So right away, your oxygen and nutrient content improves. Your lymphatics start to pump the fluid out. You probably see this with people that have had previous surgery and they got lymphedema. One
right.
of the best treatments for lymphedema is Lumen Photon. If you've had
yes.
breast surgery and your arm's blown up, and you go, oh my God, I got this compression dressing on my sore arm. And they go to their doctor, and their doctor is a knucklehead. They're going to give them diuretics or something stupid, or a compression dressing with so many millimeters pressure. What you need is you need something to pump those darn lymphatics. And guess what? There's nothing better than Lumen Photon. And even exercise, for example, we call it like vibrational exercise. But Lumen Photon is the best because it directly stimulates the peristaltic movement of the lymphatic vessels. Lymph only moves through peristaltic movement, and there's little valvelets every so many centimeters to make sure there are backflow preventers so that the lymph, once it's pushed forward, doesn't flow back again.
Mm-hmm.
Which in the veins is varicose veins. So if your veins are pumping properly and there's a backflow preventer valvelet, then you don't get varicose veins. So also, varicose veins respond to this, and using things like our Vein Away, Omega Supreme, Krill, and the ellagic acid. Vein Away, which is diosmin. So in other words, Lumen Photon is a universal tissue circuit band-aid and eraser of abnormal circuits. Kind of cool, isn't it?
That's very cool.
Now, why is this important? Well, I'm preparing my lecture in December, and I'm basing my research on work going back over centuries from, Dr. Nesterov, the Russian Academy of Sciences, Dr. Zhu in China, and all the way back to Max Planck and all the people in quantum theory. And what I've done is I've actually extended even further. You know, when you stand on the shoulder of giants, you see farther than the giant. Now, my point is, and this is a quote, sort of a side quote from Sir Isaac Newton, because it's similar to what he said. And I said, look, the point is, I've actually cracked the final code of what life is and what aging is and disease. And when I present this, it's going to transform biology, not only human, but all biology, plant, animal, whatever, even exobiology on distant planets at Sirius Prime, 45 light years from here, if there's life on the planet. Because everything is bioresonance. In fact, if you had a bioresonant telescope, you could actually see the bioresonant frequencies of different cells, organelles, and organisms from deep space, believe it or not.
Wow.
You could even reconstruct the probable structure of a living organism from deep space just from the bioresonant frequencies of the life forms on that planet. Is that cool or what?
That's pretty amazing.
Right. And I've actually worked out the theory of how to create what's called a resonant frequency analyzer, like Linus Pauling talked about, called a field ion scanner. It would create a 4D, so it's a video, of someone metabolizing and creating intermediate metabolites in specific organisms in four-dimensional space, which is what Linus Pauling talked about, and, of course, bones in Star Trek in the 25th century has. So I know how to build bones field ion scanner in the 25th century.
That's awesome.
It's all based on this theory, by the way. Now, I talked to this to radiologists 5 years ago about my theory, but I've extended it further. When I present this lecture, it's going to say, you know, epigenetic therapy is not a minor thing, you know.
Yeah.
People don't realize epigenetics is lumen photon. Epigenetic is microcurrent. Epigenetics is Rife. Epigenetic is vibrational sound. Epigenetic is the field of electromagnetic pollution around you that's jamming your cellular communication. For example, you may or may not know this, that all the electromagnetic communication devices, including your microwave in your kitchen, smart meters, and the smart towers and so on, all are tuned to the resonant frequency at 2.4 gigahertz of water. Now, what are you composed of 70%? Water. Mm-hmm. And it's what's called a resonant frequency superconductor. So without water, the resonant frequencies of different biological molecules, sound, light, etc., cannot transmit the life force, which is vibrational frequency that changes the conformational proteins that regulate on and off genes and actually code for new DNA. So when you jam that with microwaves and smart meters and and cell phones, you actually jam normal cellular communication. Not good. Mm-hmm. Now, I actually, because I had classified security clearance, knew about these devices used for weapons of warfare, including a collimated terahertz beam weapon they deployed in the Abrams tank and the Apache helicopter in Gulf One. So it was a laboratory for weapons development, Gulf War One, promulgated by a false narrative of 9/11, a controlled demolition of the World Trade Center tower. Wow.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Thank you.
back with Pamela.
Yes.
So, yeah, I will send all the information regarding that other company, and hopefully that'll help with the frequency issues. I really love this little Lumen machine. I have one in my bedroom. I use all the time. I have a dual pad 264 here and at my desk. And I tell you, it's glorious. You can take these things with a little battery pack in your airliner. You can plug it into your car with what is it, little cigarette lighter converters. They're amazing. And once someone has one, you get addicted to it. Your pets do, too, by the way. They'll steal it on you.
Yes, they do.
And if you're a lover of horses, dogs, cats, birds, budgies, even reptiles, because they're poikilothermic and they love heat, if you have a mantra lizard or something else, and you have one in their little cage, you just turn it on, they're going to wiggle right over to it, like, oh, okay, yeah, thanks. So for all those lizard lovers, get your little lizard pet, who lives very long, by the way. Some of these lizards live like decades. Get them a Lumen. You'll make them live longer and healthier. If your dog or cat is getting degeneration, especially large dogs that get degenerated bone changes, you start lumining them, and they're going to start living longer and better and be more active. You've probably seen that. Can you give us some stories about either your own pets or other people's pets or animals that have made remarkable recoveries? And things like horses, if you don't make their bones recover, they get put down. They get killed.
Right, right. Well, one of the things that we saw a lot of, have seen a lot, is reversal of laminitis and the possible changes to the hoof. It's a big problem for horses when they develop laminitis, and it actually destroys the capillaries and the nerves in their foot, in their hoof. But right. The Lumen can actually get rid of the laminitis and can prevent that damage and regenerate healthy tissue.
What do you think the primary thing that Lumen's doing when it pulses the tissue at a specific frequency?
I'd say it's entraining it to its correct resonance frequency.
I'm going to make it even simpler. You're right, it entrains it. But what it does is when it gets that entraining frequency, it pumps up the electron density in the cytochromes.
Mm-hmm.
And when the electron density increases, you increase the oxygenation, increase the ATP, and increase the NADH, the high-energy molecules. So you now have a tissue in what's called a hyperoxic, hyper-energized state. And basically, disease cannot happen in a hyperoxidized state. You get gene expression, you get regeneration, you get cross-linking collagen, you get microcirculation, and stealth pathogens can't exist because your own intracellular immune system and your immune system can destroy pathogens. But when you're in an anoxic, hypoxic state, acidotic and free radicals, tissues cannot heal. So the primary thing it does is it entrains the tissue at a specific resonant frequency to increase the electron density, which makes every tissue alkaline, because electron density is directly tied to alkalinity and oxygenation. Interesting, eh?
Yes,
so
it is.
It's alkaline, it's oxygenated, and has high electron density and high ATP and NADH levels. They all go in parallel, which is cool. So I tell people, you know, I talked to a gentleman yesterday, and he's lost a lot of his vision. He's had a serious eye disorder. He scarred his eyes down. One of his primary treatments, I told him right from the start, is even before we add these peptides from the Russian Academy of Sciences to regenerate his eyes, you need a Lumen, and he's using it regularly. And you take the right nutrients in our eye program, you take a Lumen, then you can add other things later, like peptides and mild hyperbaric oxygen. But Lumen Proton comes right after nutriments. That's how important it is. Stay right there. We'll schedule for next time.
Okay.
Pam, and coming up in hour three, if we can track him down, Jonathan Gray, who should have some amazing updates on everything going on in our world. We'll be back in just a moment.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum from LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Join Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, health-wise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.